MPAC, which stands for Experimental Media and Performing Arts Center at RPI in Troy, New York, is where the arts, sciences, and technology meet under one roof. Get ready for this. 10 years they've been around. 10 years. Over the course of 3 days and across MPAC's four main venues and public spaces, the 10-year celebration will mark a decade since the building's opening in 2008 by presenting a diverse offering of cross-disciplinary performances spanning music, dance, theater, film, and many experimental spaces in between. MPAC director Johanna Scoble joins us to tell us more, along with MPAC's associate curator, our curator of theater.
Curator of dance and theater.
Okay. But you like curator better. You like curator better than curator.
I think curator.
Curator.
Yes. Of theater and dance. Ashley Farrow Murray and curator of time-based visual art. Vic Brooks. Okay, so that is a lot going on. So tell us. We'll begin with you, Johannes. As far as, have you been around all 10 years?
Yes, I actually joined RPI in 2001, 2002. Took us 7 years to design and construct the building. We already started with curators in that time to ramp up our program up to the opening in 2008, and now we have been in full operation for the past 10 years.
So it's been an incredible decade, really, of what this institution has transformed into.
Yeah, and to me it doesn't feel like a decade. It's like a week. And everything was compressed, and what we were able to achieve was actually bridging, first of all, changing culture on campus by having all these great artistic events, integrating them with research under the same roof, and then having basically building an international place for artists from the U.S. and from abroad to come and do new productions.
When you look at what you think you've achieved, it obviously gives you an opportunity to present and to celebrate. So over this celebration, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, the celebration is actually inviting everyone to experience art pieces, to come, be immersed in them, and then from there maybe think about the 10 years. But the 10 years are just, you know, a whiff of time. What is more important is the time we meet during these new works, where we experience it.
Ashley Farrow Murray is associate curator of theater and dance. So let's talk about that aspect, theater and dance, and how that will be on display during the 10-year celebration.
Yeah, well, one thing that's interesting about MPAC is working in a curatorial team. A lot of cross-disciplinary work happens. So people who attend the events will get to see theater and dance and everything in between in various different ways. From on Friday night, October 12th, there's a new MPAC-commissioned performance in the concert hall by Yara Travieso. And that piece is coming really from a theatrical tradition. There's a script, a new script written by Yara, but it will also include an original film. It will have a kind of immersive cinematic element to it. There is a dancer who's being featured in that performance. So it's a nice example of watching how these different disciplines come together. There are also two other dance works on display. One is an installation by Maria Hassabi, which is actually taking its form in a film. And then another is a work by Trajal Harrell, which will be performed three times over the course of the celebration events. And that is more traditionally, I would say, a dance work, but it happens actually outside of the theater in one of the public spaces of MPAC.
So a lot going on in theater and a good representation of the work that you've done, but also with an eye to the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, the work that I've done and also two curators before me of the same discipline.
Right.
And so it's been really interesting to kind of watch the works in my disciplines from the beginning and kind of reviewing how they've changed and how they've stayed the same. But as Johannes said, we're really taking this series of events as an opportunity to really look at what we have in front of us now and get to sit with some incredible new works.
Tell us, Vic Brooks, about your part of this pie.
So I'm a curator of time-based visual art, which is
the coolest title in the world, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little confusing to people. And maybe it's kind of the most unusual position in the curatorial, the three curatorial tracks at MPAC, because the artists that I work with are coming from a visual arts context, so like a museum culture context, I suppose. But everything that we're working with, of course, is, although it's from that kind of still art track, is artists that are coming from there but working in time. So often with the moving image, with performance practices, with interactive work and sound, everything in between, and sort of bringing those things together. So actually for the celebration, one of the key works coming from this area is actually a work by the ensemble Moved by the Motion, which is, we call it an ensemble partly because Wu Sang, who's an artist coming from visual arts, performance and film, but really kind of from the visual arts side of things, has been collaborating for the last couple of years, since 2013, with a performance artist called Boy Child. And then this kind of like ensemble's growing out of that, which includes also a dancer, Joss Johnson, and two people from the music side, Asma Marouf, who's an electronic musician, and Patrick Balaga, who's actually, you know, a contemporary classically trained cellist. And they kind of come together, and the point of Moved by the Motion is really to try to work as an ensemble where there's no privilege between the disciplines. You know, how can you create a work almost like as an exquisite corpse between the disciplines? You know, it's like, so, you know, in some ways Wu is taking the form of the director. She co-wrote the script with Fred Moten, who's a poet and writer based in New York City. And then, but from that script, you know, they're working, the Boy Child and Joss Johnson, the artists working with movement, are sort of translating parts of those, and not just translating them, but actually kind of creating a new language around what those words could mean in terms of movement and form and how we express dance on stage, or like people on stage. Mm-hmm. In the same vein, you know, Asma Marouf, for example, will take recordings of Wu and Boy Child, you know, reading these words, this script, and then she's processing those into these sort of like looping soundtracks that kind of repeat and repeat and repeat what's being said live on stage. So you have this kind of iterative quality to the work.
I'm going to ask a question that makes sense to me, and I hope to God it makes mm-hmm. sense to you all. Maybe not. But it seems as though for time-based visual art, you have a language. Mm-hmm. And then there's the theater and dance language. And then you have
music
language. How do the three of you communicate those languages together to come up with what? So not that bad. I'm getting nods.
It's a great question.
We were talking about it on the car ride here.
Excellent. Okay, so
we've read our minds.
All right, good. So those languages that are all that come together, that not only make sense to you, make sense in terms of programming, but also to the audience.
Yeah, so since we are now in the second, third generation of curators, and we always had these three positions of music, time-based visual art, and theater dance. Actually, the curators are experts in their field with a strong background. They come to MPAC, and they are, on the one hand, following their own path in their expertise, field of expertise, and they collaborate in putting the program together. And like Vic, as a time-based visual arts curator, does something which involves dance, or the music curator does something which involves film. The biggest problem is actually the language between these curators, because they have different backgrounds, and talking in an interdisciplinary way is very difficult, because the same word means something different in all three areas. So the challenge is not for the audience, because we are used to have these presentations which involve words, visuals, interactive sounds, all these kind of things. The complicated thing is actually the communication among us, where we all have a different background.
Right. But with that said, in all those languages, there's the common goal. And mm-hmm. and for that, you do come together and say, okay, this makes sense. I mean, eventually, it all comes to the point where you're like, oh, okay, that fits into what we're doing.
Well, may I just jump in? So it is. Sorry. So it
no,
is.
No, not really. So like cat fights in the hall or what?
No. So we have an incredible breadth of programming. We have not talked about the music yet. You heard about the time dance.
Yeah. No, I want to talk about that. Yeah.
And if you look at the program of MPAC, you will not say this is typical MPAC. The typical MPAC is actually in the integration of all these different layers and streams as they come together under one roof. So it's not like, oh, this is MoMA, so it must be such and such a thing, or this is BAM in New York City, so it must be such and such a thing.
Right. Although, I mean, to the point of what we expect from MPAC is the unexpected, that it is atypical, that we may see anything there. But there is a quality and an adherence to that quality that gives it its brand.
That's what we pride us most of, is actually the qualities. You come to MPAC and you can be guaranteed to have highest level of quality in what you experience, but you may not like it, which is totally fine because the quality is good, and then you leave and say, oh.
I want to just do that when I let them. Tell us about the music program that'll be going on as part of the MPAC 10-year celebration.
Okay, so we have two concerts, which are kind of the beginning and end of the festival. On Thursday evening, we have the Formosa Quartet, a traditional string quartet that comes and plays traditional pieces for string quartet from Haydn to Bartok to Formosa, to composers from Formosa. And they take the audience through all four venues of MPAC, the concert hall, the theater, and the two studios. So the quartet moves with the audience, and they listen to pieces specifically created for these different acoustic environments. So it will be like a journey, and it will be classical music. The concert at the end will be performed by the ICE Ensemble, the International Contemporary Ensemble from New York City and Chicago, and they will perform a piece which I think has never been performed in the U.S. It's a piece for 25 musicians plus 64 loudspeakers wrapping all around the audience. There will be a big dome of loudspeakers around the audience in the concert hall. There will be the musicians on the stage. They play on the stage. Mm-hmm. Their sounds are picked up by live electronics, and then sometimes the concert hall expands to a totally different acoustic environment. Sounds are taken from the instruments, move through space, and go back to the stage. It's a piece by Olga Neuwirth called Lost Highway Suite, a derivative from an opera she wrote and which actually was performed, I think, in 2003 or 4 in New York City.
Wow. So that's an incredible lineup.
It's an incredible, challenging piece because the focus of the piece is us, like in real life, always getting stuck in loops as we do every day, maybe even in your shows here sometimes.
Right.
You get stuck in the loop. And how do you get out of that loop when you have a hard time? So the music is basically different acoustic scenes where the exit from one to the next is actually the focus of the performance.
Well, a lot going on. Nope. There, by the way. That's all good. We can find out all about this by going to the website, which is mpac.rpi.edu. And these performances, all four main venues and public spaces, are going to be taken over by the MPAC 10 Years Festival, October 11th through the 13th. To learn more, visit mpac.rpi.edu. mpac.rpi.edu. Did I get anything wrong? Cool.
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I got everything right. Johannes, Ashley, and Vic, thank you very much for being with us. I have a lovely celebration, and congratulations on 10 years and the beautiful work that you do for our community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
a great
so
pleasure.
Much
thank
us.
You. Yeah, thank You're you. Listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.